Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 13 for Wednesday, August 12th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Wednesday morning, feeling pressure from the Canadian dollar. The loonie was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which makes canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. ICE canola was anywhere from $5 to $6 lower, with the most active November contract checking in at $502 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all bearish for the market. The USDA will release its first in-field estimates of U.S. soybeans and corn production this morning, which will likely influence the market very heavily. Traders say there is the potential for extreme volatility, as a report is coming just a day after China devalued its currency. However, participants were reluctant to push the market too far one way or the other before the report was released. Forecasts calling for hot, dry weather have helped to put a weather premium back into the market as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 2 to 3 cents weaker, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.69 a bushel. Prices continue to be under pressure as we get closer to the release of the USDA report. Most traders expect the report will show less soybean sowings than initially thought, but they also caution it might not be as low as people think, hence the volatility in the market. Elsewhere, China's faltering currency also had people on edge, as there are worries the country's appetite for agricultural commodities like soybeans could be on the decline. Corn was 4 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.92 per bushel. There was light buying this morning as traders went bargain hunting in the lead up to the report. It's expected the corn numbers will be down as a result of the excess rains in the Midwest this year. Farmer selling is relatively slow right now. Good yields are being reported in the Mississippi Delta. U.S. wheat was 6 cents higher, with a September contract at $5.13 per bushel. Sharp weakness in the American dollar was bullish for prices. Excess rain in Argentina could push wheat production in that country down by 10 to 11 million tons. The spring wheat harvest in the U.S. is expected to zip along this week due to favorably warm weather. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 12th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.